This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, June 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Dowley. Here's today's headlines. More budget details. Rollins goes to Italy. An injunction halting reorganization upheld. White House releases budget details. House appropriators are set to start moving their fiscal 2026 spending bills this week, just days after the White House finally released details of its budget requests. The White House seeking $6.7 billion, or 22.6% cut in funding for discretionary programs at USDA. Discretionary programs include research, regulatory activities, and other programs where spending levels aren't mandated by laws, such as the Farm Bill. USDA is at a pivotal moment where we can safeguard our country from fiscal ruin. Lower federal spending, combined with the largest tax cuts in the history of our country, strong deregulatory actions, and tariff and trade realignment, will set the stage for the next generation of American greatness, the USDA budget request says. Take note, the USDA budget summary lacks detail on proposed or existing staff levels, but does project significant decreases in salaries and expenses at some agencies. Farm Service Agency salary and expense costs would drop from $1.5 billion to under $1.2 billion. Monthly WIC benefits would drop under budget request. The budget request includes a reduction to the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program that advocates say will lead to significant cuts in monthly benefits. The National WIC Association estimates monthly benefits for breastfeeding mothers would drop from $54 to $13. Young children's benefits would drop from $27 to $10. The budget will also roll back on the WIC fruit and vegetable benefit, which the group says goes against the administration's goals to make the country healthier. This budget doesn't just break promises, it takes healthy food off children's plates, said Georgia Michelle, president and CEO of the National WIC Association, in a statement. What's next? Well, the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee will consider its FY26 bill for USDA and FDA on Thursday. Rollins heads to Rome in latest international trip. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is in Rome for meetings with Italian officials as well as leaders of the UN World Food Program and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. The visit with WFP Executive Director Senator McCain comes amid continued uncertainty about the future of U.S. foreign assistance programs. It's Rollins' second international trade mission after going to Britain last month. Rollins will go to India, Vietnam, Japan, Peru, and Brazil over the next 4 months, according to the department. By the way, as of this weekend, USDA still hasn't released the department's quarterly trade outlook, which should provide the first forecast of how Trump's trade policy is affecting agriculture exports. The outlook was scheduled to be released last Thursday. USDA hasn't explained the delay. For more in this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Reorganization litigation continues on a path to the Supreme Court. The legal battle over whether President Donald Trump can force federal agencies to implement broad reorganizations and layoffs has cleared another hurdle before its likely final destination. the Supreme Court. On Saturday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 to uphold an injunction halting the administration's push to remake the federal government. The court said an executive order directing agencies to reorganize, quote, far exceeds the present supervisory powers under the Constitution. While Trump enjoys significant removal power with respect to the appointed officers of federal agencies, no president has ever exercised such control over Interior Office, much less over the thousands of rank-and-file employees affected by the executive order, the court said in its order. A dissenting judge, however, said Trump, quote, has the right to direct agencies to exercise their statutory authority to lawfully conduct RIFs. The administration could ask a panel of Ninth Circuit judges to stay the injunction or seek emergency relief immediately in the Supreme Court. Former Ag Secretary's Farm Bill Coalition was dismantled before reconciliation. Lawmakers sounded the alarm months ago that the cuts to SNAP and the House Budget Reconciliation Bill could break the historic Rural Urban Farm Bill Coalition. In the latest AgriPulse Newsmakers, former Ag Secretary's Dan Glickman, he served under Bill Clinton, Mike Johanns, who served under George W. Bush, both pessimistic a comprehensive farm bill will ever be passed again. Johanns said, quote, if you look into the reconciliation bill and start peeling back the onion, it's pretty amazing to me how much farm bill was put into the reconciliation bill. So it looks like to me the coalition broke up, and I think House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson said, look, this is the only train leaving the station, so I've got to get on top of this and try to get some things done through reconciliation. Glickman said farmers, quote, should be worried whether there will in fact be another farm bill this year or next. As the Senate begins its turn in the reconciliation process, Glickman predicts the chamber will offer a less generous boost to commodity spending and minimize cuts to SNAP. Senate Dems warn against changes to BEAD. Three Senate Democrats are urging the Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, to move quickly to roll out federal dollars through the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program without making drastic changes. In a letter, the senators say states are ready to put shovels in the ground and have been waiting for months to get started connecting communities. Further delays and, quote, onerous changes to the program at this stage threaten to stall urgently needed deployment and leave communities behind, they wrote. They also warned against changing requirements to boost satellite broadband's role in the program. States must maintain the flexibility to choose the highest quality broadband options rather than be forced by bureaucrats in Washington to funnel funds to Elon Musk's Starlink, which lacks the scalability, reliability, and speed of fiber and other terrestrial broadband solutions, they wrote. The letter's signers include Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, Commerce Committee Ranking Member Maria Cantwell of Washington. Here's today's final word. We're at a strange junction point when it comes to passing farm policy. That former Ag Secretary Dan Glickman on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, June 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.